Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU football presented by Tucano's. Back to school, back to football, and back to Tucano's Brazilian Grill. Whether it's the flame-grilled meats, award-winning unlimited salad festival, or decadent desserts, no other dining experience can compare. Make your Tucano's reservations today. BYU, 21-0 lead before that drive moments ago. Baylor scoring its first touchdown of the day, capping an 80-yard, 8-play drive, 3:30 off the clock. A Sawyer Robertson 20-yard touchdown rush for Robertson. That's his third touchdown run of the year and keeps Baylor in the ballgame. And the Bears did face a third down and 14. You miss that there, and you give BYU the ball back in a dominant first quarter. You might be out of the game early, but they stay in the game with a huge touchdown. And then BYU stopped at the 15-yard line on the kickoff return. So BYU first and 10 from its own 15, going left to right, north to south here at the stadium. And Jake Retzloff is in the shotgun with Enoch Nawahine taking the handoff and going off tackle left for no gain.
So, Greg, you got to watch. Dave Aranda is going to follow this defensive call up with what the offense just did. Dave Aranda is notorious for this. I've been watching him a lot of years. Back when he was with LSU, he's one of the most aggressive defensive coordinators out there. That first quarter was vanilla defensively. Now you're going to see Baylor start to work their twists, their stunts, and blitzes. Just make sure all of your offensive line are on the same page, which is tough because you're without Connor Pett.
Trips to the right. Jake will look right and throw on the crosser low for Roberts, incomplete, third down and 10.
So double stunts right there. Dave Aranda is going to get aggressive. He knows that BYU's without their main offensive lineman at that center position, who is not expected to return, and he is going to continue to force. These double stunts, you've got your D tackles going out, DN's coming in, gets just enough pressure that Retzloff releases that before he wants to.
So many injuries. They're getting into pile up now in game five for BYU. Pistol formation. Third down and long nine. Retzloff will wave Hunga to his right hip. Trips to the right side. Quick throw on the slant to Roberts, but just shy of the line to gain, or did he get there?
Got it.
Did he get to 25? Got to 26. Huge conversion for BYU. Third down and nine. They get 10 on the throw on the slant to Roberts. Moves the sticks. That was big. BYU had not gone three and out yet today, and they don't here on this possession. BYU without starting center Connor Pay, without Cody Epps, already without Evan Johnson, without LJ Martin, without Sione Moa. Trying to win while taking hits in the war of attrition. Retzloff's in the gun. Hounga to his right hip. Motion man's Kingston. Stops to create shotgun splitbacks. A counter to Hounga. Hounga's upended after a gain to the 29. Give him three. Second down and seven. Short counter give, and now a Baylor player is down. Jackie Marshall, the defensive end, is down just outside the 25-yard line. Oh, sorry, Marshall on the tackle. There's a Baylor player down, not Marshall. Matt Jones, the linebacker, is the injured player.
Would be a gigantic loss. Matt Jones is their leading tackler. He's put up 38 tackles on the season. He's already racked up one sack.
And I had him at 40 tackles on the year coming into today.
Did you really?
Yeah, but including three TFLs and a sack.
I knew that he was their tackle leader, and I know he's up there. He cleans up pretty much everything. He's going to get up on his own.
27 and a half career tackles for loss coming into the day. Jones is up. Timeout on the field. 13:27 to go in quarter number two. BYU with a second and seven at its own 29 after this. Cougs up 21-7 at Baylor on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU football presented in part by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen have been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. BYU 21, Baylor 7. Jake Retzloff 6 for 8 for 91 and a score, no picks. Pass efficiency rating, a very robust 211.8. Sawyer Robertson 5 for 9, 92, a pick. A 119.2 passer rating and a touchdown rush to keep the Bears in the game. 90 seconds into quarter number two, BYU facing a second and seven at its own 29-yard line.
Matt Jones, the linebacker we were talking about who left that game, is standing right at the sideline next to Coach. It looks like he'll come in on the next play, so he's going to be okay. That's big news for Baylor, bad for BYU.
Retzloff is in the gun, right hip hung up. Twins left and right. They'll motion to Trips right with Roberts. The toss right to Pokai. Pokai will be wheeled at the 31-yard line. Just wasn't blocked well enough for Pokai to the right side. And so tackler shooting in unaccosted and limits Pokai to no gain. Third down and seven. So BYU's only found itself in two third downs today. They are 2 for 2 on third downs after a 29% clip coming in. It's a big chain mover here because Baylor scores here on the ensuing drive, and it becomes a whole new ball game right here.
And I hung it last. He lands right on his head. You saw Devin Lemire came in and upended him, hit him in the legs while he was jumping, and he lands right on the crown of his head.
A shift to tight Trips left, single wide right, Retzloff hand clap, three-step drop for Jake, fires on the out, complete to Lassiter for the first down. BYU 3 for 3 on third downs, catches it in stride. Great solid throw from Jake Retzloff, forcing Lassiter out of the 40-yard line to move the sticks, and it'll be first down BYU.
Darius is lined up in that H-back formation, so he's kind of stacked behind the tight end and tackle, and he's just going to U-turn right off of the snap, go straight out to the flats. That's actually a hard throw because Jake Retzloff's on the far right side of the field. He throws all the way to the far left side for that completion and first down.
How encouraging is 3 for 3 on third downs, though? Tight Trips again left.
It's incredible.
Jake settles, forced out, throws to an open man, release valve. Complete to the 40, the 45, and it's Haunga. He's 1 yard shy of the first down line to gain. So got to the 49, needed midfield. A gain of 9 on first down and 10. And that was defensive heat in on Retzlaff in a hurry, and he had just the man he wanted to see, Pokaiawa Haunga, waiting unguarded to receive the pass and move it upfield for 9. Second down 1 for BYU at the 49 of BYU. 11:22 to play in the second quarter. 21-7 Cougs. Now that Baylor has scored to get themselves back in it, can BYU answer and restore that 3-touchdown lead? They'll be in the pistol with Haunga behind Retzloff. Trips left, including a tight end, single wide to the right. Baylor threatening blitz, and they're going to come with it as the run is into the blitz to Haunga, and not much there for him, and they will not get the first down. So a run on second and one does not move the sticks. It'll be third and one for BYU near midfield.
And it's
you really want to get that chain mover on second and one, and they did not make the line to gain.
It's third and maybe 6 inches, 6-7 inches. I mean, it's third. And
you know what? Forget that. They're going
to
move
it. To them.
They're going to move the sticks.
Yeah, they gave it to them.
When they spotted the ball, I think Hands was right. It was looking like third and short, but then the nose of the ball goes down, and they will give them the first down. So
it was so tight. But initially the hit was at least a 1.5, 2-yard loss. Good job. Just keep working the feet.
So kudos to Pokai for moving the sticks there. Does move the chains on second and one. New set of downs at midfield. Turn and give Nawahine. Nawahine trying to shoot a gap and does for a gain of 6 and almost 7. Well done by Enoch Nawahine. Not a lot there for him, but he shot through a little door-sized hole and then fell forward off one of his teammates for a gain of 6, creating a second down and 4. BYU is about to snap its 28th play to Baylor's 16. BYU averaging 7.2 yards per play. Baylor a pretty good number at 8.1, but just haven't had the volume of BYU. They're in the pistol. Nawahine behind Retzloff. Second and 4 from the Baylor 44. The hand clap, the play fake. The short boot. Jake goes deep. He's got Lassiter. He's got the touchdown! Darius ran the post, and Jake found him in stride for the score. Beautiful! And with 9:32 to go until halftime, the Cougs make it 27-7 with the PAT pending. Spectacular throw and catch.
And Darius Lassiter is going to finish this off with a moonwalk and some robot moves from the arms. A nice celebration in the back end of the end zone from Darius Lassiter. We talked about this in the pregame. They gave up deep balls of 38, 52, 46, 48, and 28 against Colorado.
Add 44 to it.
And we had a 27 earlier in this game. So you've had a couple of long touchdown passes early in this game for BYU.
And the fans, you can now hear them. You can hear the BYU ringing out here at McLean Stadium as the PAT from Farron is good off another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU. That's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross, courtesy of Mountain America. What a response from the Baylor touchdown. The Cougars answer right back and restore the 3-touchdown lead. It is 28-7. Timeout on the field. We're taking it with 9:32 to go until halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Before we get to that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
All right, in Manhattan, after trailing 7-3, Oklahoma State has just scored a touchdown and leads Kansas State in Manhattan 10-7. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Back down to Waco. It's 28-7 Cougars. Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, welcome back to McLean Stadium here in Waco, Texas. BYU 28 and Baylor 7 is our score. Kickoff by Will Farron following the touchdown. And it will be waved off for a touchback. Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. Proud to support youth leadership programs in agriculture and contribute to fairs and communities across the state. Enjoy a meal of delicious pork this season and remember to thank our Utah farmers for their locally grown goodness. For more information, follow Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. The last drive, 10 plays, 85 yards, 5:28 off the clock. Final play, Jake Retzloff to Darius Lassiter for 44 yards and the score. That's your Pigskin scoring summary. We're going to give Darius our New Skin beautiful catch of the game, by the way, for that touchdown reception. It is brought to you by New Skin. Discover the best you. All right, Baylor, first down and 10 from its own 25-yard line. Sawyer Robertson the gun. Dominic Richardson the tailback. Robertson looking left. Oh, beautiful pass breakup. Mark Collins diving in front of Hal Presley to bat that away and create second and 10.
Perfect timing to come back and get that bat. They rushed three. Tyler Batty actually gets himself to the angle and gets a hand in the face of Sawyer Robertson as he's trying to release that football. So it's a good start up front off a three-man rush and then perfect by Moribama.
Second down and 10 at the Baylor 25. 9:25 to go till halftime. Robertson gun. They'll motion a receiver to the right side. Look to the screen possibility right side. Now flushed out and taken off for the first down as Robertson slides at the 37. They'll say he started to slide at the 36, but a gain of 11. And Sawyer Robertson is a handful right now with the ground gains.
Man, I'm telling you, Mark Collins has come in and done so many great things. I'm just watching him on the press. Every snap, he is actively into the receiver's chest.
Glasker is acting as a press defender on the far sideline with trips to the far side. Shotgun snap to Robertson again, thinking about taking off, and does take off, stops and restarts, and is rocked for a minimal gain. Give him two, maybe three. Ciale Acera made the tackle for BYU at that middle linebacker spot. They're down the linebacker. Che Bryant Strother is not available today. And now Ciale's playing where Harrison Taggart might be, and
that's another one we need to look at.
And we need to have Mitch check on Harrison Taggart because bodies are going down today after Connor Pay left early. More absences for BYU. Robertson dancing in the pocket. Will dump it off. It's incomplete. And had Acera seen the pass high, he might have had a stab at the pick. It was intended for Richardson. Acera was closing on Richardson for the tackle. When the ball was high, it sailed over Acera as well. Either way, third down and 7. A massive third down defensively here for BYU. And where is Harrison Taggart? The middle linebacker for BYU is not on the field. Ciale Acera is playing. Meaningful reps for BYU on a third down and 7 from the Baylor 39. Robertson shotgun. Tight trips left, single wide right. Baylor right to left. Now they'll set up Hawkins to create twins left and right. The belt high snap to Robertson. Robertson has pressure. Robertson going down! Sacked in the backfield by Crew Wakely. And Baylor will punt it away on a third and 7 to fourth and very long. And Crew Wakely shooting in for the sack. That's his first TFL for the season.
This is classic Jay Hill defense. You're going to walk the safety up. Crew Wakely is going to stack right next to the outside linebacker on the snap. He's going to take a shot at the B-gap, which means right between the offensive tackle and the offensive guard. And because of his timing and his speed, he gets bumped. He hits. He spins off of it. And he's able to get in the backfield for that sack. That's a big one by Crew Wakely.
Fourth down, 18. A rugby punt from the right from Palmer Williams. Parker Kingston makes the catch at his face mask and takes off to the far side. Dropped at the 24-yard line. That was a difficult catch, and that's a sun ball, too, where Kingston was looking that into his, and you saw he caught it a little high. But all's well that ends well. Timeout on the field. BYU back with the football and a 3-touchdown lead, 28-7. The Cougs have it first and 10 from their own 24 after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
BYU fans, don't miss out on the greatest cruise ever. Cruising with the Cougs in April of 2025. An entire ship reserved just for BYU fans. It's going to be a blast. Check out BYUcruise.com to reserve your cabin today. 28-7, BYU leading Baylor. We have 7:24 to go until halftime, so just past the halfway mark of the second quarter. BYU first down and 10. We've just seen Crew Wakely's first sack of his BYU career. What a time for it.
It was perfect, and I love how it all came down. So usually when you run a safety blitz, safeties have to get there clean or else they aren't going to get the pressure or the sack. This one, Crew Wakely actually butted heads with the H-back, and he spun off of that block to get that sack. It was just a great effort by Crew Wakely.
BYU left to right from our vantage point. North to south here at McLean Stadium. Jake Retzloff in the gun. He's got trips to his wide side, right side. Dancing in the pocket, pumps, and goes. Lassiter being held up, and Lassiter cannot make the catch. I thought they could have called some contact down the field there. There was a hold. Lassiter was tugged into triple coverage, but there's no flag on the play, and it'll be second down and 10 for BYU. Too far for Lassiter.
Plenty of time for Jake Retzloff. He could set up a table, have a little tea party, invite JoJo and Chip and sit down for some nice crumpets. I mean, that is a long time in the backfield. This BYU offensive line, even without Connor Pay, is giving Jake Retzloff a lot of time.
Magnolia reference from Hans Olsen. 7:15 to play here in the second quarter. Again, same alignment, trips to the right. Now they're going to motion in Roberts, creating shotgun and split backs. Give Navahine, and he will have maybe a yard to the left side. BYU has not punted yet today, right? And Baylor just had the one punt. Does that sound right?
That is absolutely right.
Yep. BYU's had four possessions, four touchdowns, and you know, even getting to third downs has been rare. BYU's 3-for-3 on third downs. This is a third down and 8 officially.
Well, I'm going to build some type of phone widget that keeps track of how many open pockets Jake Retzloff is in right now. It has been such a clean build out for him so far, Greg.
Third down 8. BYU 3-for-3 on third downs. The BYU 26-yard line, the spot. Miles Davis is now the back off the left tip of Retzloff. Tight end and wide receiver left, two wides to the right, and a little shovel inside. Out to the 32 is all to Keanu Hill. So tight end shovel may see the first punt of the day. It'll be fourth down and 3.
I know it didn't get a first, but I love that play because now they're going to have to put that in their mind. That's the first time we've seen that interior shovel play. And that goes with a pull from Waylon Lapuaho off the left side. He's kind of pulling under. It's shoveled underneath. I love that play. It's something I'd like to see at the goal line, maybe on the 4 or 5, but didn't quite get the first there.
So first punt for BYU comes with 5:55 to play in the second quarter. Third and 4, make it fourth and 4. And Sam Vanderhaar on to punt to Josh Cameron. Cameron is an excellent punt returner. This will be a wobbler to Cameron. Makes the catch inside his 25-yard line. And makes the first couple of guys miss. Cameron out to the 43, 44-yard line. Man alive. He had about an average punt return for him, which is 19.3 coming in 2 today. And that was about 19 yards on the return. Just made the first couple guys miss, and he was gone for a nice little game.
You can see why he's so good. He's got amazing balance, and you've got a guy hanging on to a shoe. You've got a guy that's hanging around his waist. He's able to shake them both and go get the extra yards. He's pretty relentless in those returns.
Best starting field position of the game for Baylor here as they try to hang in this one before halftime. So it's an important defensive sequence again for BYU. They do not have Harrison Taggart.
BYU went three-man rushes in that last sequence. We'll see if they stay with the three-man rush or they bring a little bit more heat, but they wanted to keep that backfield clouded.
BYU is going with a 4-2 now, a 4-2-5. High snap. Robertson. Running back handoff for a first down to the left side to Bryson Washington. 11-yard gain on first down. And how did BYU line up there? The Cougs had Sione Moa, the linebacker, and Isaiah Glasker is the only two backers in the game. No Jack Kelly, even. And now it's a hurry up. And now it's a screen to the left side. And hung up on the screen is Hal Presley for no gain. That came on a first and 10. Fans wanted a hit out of bounds, not getting that. So let's just take a look back at this linebacker situation. They're running with four down linemen and two backers. A 4-2-5 right now for BYU. The backers are Sione Moa and Isaiah Glasker. So no Harrison Taggart, no Jack Kelly. We know that Taggart is banged up right now. What about Kelly? Interesting formation and setup here for BYU defensively. Second down and 9. Robertson shotgun. Takes a three-step drop. The right-hander settles in the pocket. Now forced out to his right. On the run to the right. Throws on the run. And a comeback catch on his knees at the 25. Josh Cameron makes the reception. What a catch from his knees. First and 10 at the BYU 25. Baylor looking to hang in, down three scores, 28-7. And driving smartly down the field.
That's Mori Bamba on coverage off of that comeback route. And he's just not able to get his hand on that ball as he's reaching to bat it.
Still no Jack Kelly in the game. Now he comes in. So Jack Kelly platoons in late. Now with three backers. Chest high snap to Robertson. Pocket begins to collapse. He takes off. Being chased by Kelly toward the boundary. And is shy of the line to gain on a third and short. The line to gain is the 16-yard line. And going out at the 18-yard line was Robertson on that long run to the left side. So third and 2 now.
Well, you see how good Sawyer Robertson is. He's hand battling with Jack Kelly, who's the best tackler on BYU's team. And he's face masking and pushing his face mask back and goes and gets the yardage.
Third down and 2, 3:30 to go till halftime. Motion man's the tight end, Kloffenstein. The handoff middle. And Bryson Washington is rocked, and I don't think he got to the line to gain. It'll be fourth and 1. So short by a yard. What do you do here for Dave Aranda? You're down 28-7. Yeah, a field goal does a little bit for you with a whole half of football to play.
Is it third?
The offense is going to,
it should be third.
You're right, Hans. It's third down and 1. That previous play from Robertson came on the first down run. So third and 1. Robertson gun. Double stack, including a tight end who motions from left to right. The throw is to the right side. Kylon, and it is.
There's going to be a flag.
P.I. Yep. Incomplete in the end zone, but P.I. on Mori Bamba. And it'll set Baylor up first down at the 2-yard line.
Well, I don't like the play call on third and short, third and inches, but it does set you up for either a touchdown or first down or a P.I., and they got the result that they were looking for. Mori was beat, so he hand-fought him.
Defense number 4. The foul occurred in the end zone. By rule, the ball would be placed at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, brutal.
Automatic first down.
So BYU will get the ball back before halftime, but Baylor will start the second half with the football. So Baylor's looking at score here, keep BYU from scoring, score to open the second half, and it's a whole new ball game. That's the objective for the Bears, who are down 28-7. But the drives they've had have been good ones. The ones that have gotten down into scoring territory have looked really promising.
Well, they have.
Twins left and right, wing back to the right, Robertson gun. Motion man Washington, quarterback draw, and Roberts is just shy of the goal line, running between hash marks and numbers left. He got to the 1 from the 2, second and goal from the 1, now 2:40 to play in the second quarter. BYU has all 3 timeouts remaining, so too Baylor. Neither team's called a timeout here in the first half, and the 2-minute timeout is 30 seconds away.
Mitch Juergens with the ruler down there just told me it's 18 inches. So 18 inches away, he's got his ruler down there. He's put it down on the ground. And 18 inches isn't a lot to travel, but they're going to put Sawyer back in the shotgun.
Washington, the back off his left hip. Second and goal from the 1. Robertson gun that claps the hands and throws quickly to the left side. Touchdown, Josh Cameron. 28-13, PAT pending.
Going right at the young Tommy Parassus, who's on man responsibilities there to the outside, and just kind of loses track, gets his back to the thrower, to the passer. When you get your back turned and that pass is off, you lose track of everything, and that's just a really nice pitch and catch there for Baylor.
So Baylor's hanging around.
Yes, they are.
Stupendous start for BYU, and it got back to a 3-score lead moments ago, but that's a massive drive for the Bears, capping a 57-yard sequence, and the PAT's up and good, 28-14. It's the Josh Cameron show. He got the punt return and makes 2 big catches on the drive, including the reception for the score. That punt return set Baylor up with a short field, and the Bears took advantage.
Defense number 41, Hurley's decline. That's extra point is good.
Well, I like this. I like that you got 2 minutes. This is a two-minute drive opportunity for BYU and Jake Retzlaff. I like Jake Retzlaff in the 2 minutes.
And to me, it's about any kind of points because Baylor's going to start the second half with the football, and they're feeling like, okay, we've got some traction here. BYU can score here to reestablish a three-score lead before the break. It makes Baylor having the football to open the third quarter less impactful. BYU 28, Baylor 14. The Cougs outgaining Baylor 247 to 174. BYU already has six more yards today of offense than they had the entire game against K-State last week when BYU had all those short fields and non-offensive touchdowns. BYU was 3 of 4 on third downs. Baylor 1 for 4.
It was a wild game.
BYU snapped 31 plays to Baylor's 28. The Cougs are at 8 yards per play to Baylor's 6.2. The one turnover in the game was the first play of the game for Baylor, the pick thrown by Sawyer Robertson. So BYU to return a kick. We have 2:10 on the clock. Jack Stone's going to boot it from right to left, south to north. Keelan Marion's the deep return man for the Cougs. Stone hammers it, and Marion won't touch it, and it'll be first and 10 from the 25. Jake Retzlaff, a 10 for 13 first half for a buck 59, two touchdowns and no picks. That pass efficiency rating is 230.4 at the moment.
So this is another important aspect. So it's a two-minute offense that you've got rolling right here. Greg just said, give me any points. Give me a Will Ferrin 55-yarder. I don't care. Because remember, Baylor gets the ball coming out in the half.
Right.
Down by 14. Their pride is on the line. They're a little banged up, but they're starting to wake up. So you've got to get at least three in this two-minute opportunity.
And BYU's a little banged up physically in this game. They'll motion Keanu Hill to the right side and give Nawahine middle, and not much going for Enoch as the pads pop at the 28-yard line, a gain of three. Second down and 7. Timeout. Baylor will take its first of three. Oh, pardon me, two-minute timeout. With the two-minute break, we'll take it. With 2 minutes to go until halftime, BYU facing a second and 7. Important drive for the Cougs, leading 28-14 here in Waco on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Fillmore Spencer is Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Down to Mitchell Juergens for an update on injured linebacker Harrison Taggart.
Yeah, Harrison is still being evaluated on the sideline. It appears to be a left hand or left wrist injury. We will know if he's going to return in this game after halftime. They're going to continue to evaluate him through halftime and then decide whether he's going to come back.
Thank you, Mitch. Mitchell Juergens in the Zions end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. BYU has not trailed in this game. BYU's won 8 consecutive games when scoring first, as BYU did today. BYU 48-7 under Kalani when leading at halftime, as they will do today. 28-14 is the score. BYU leads Baylor with 2 minutes to go before the break here at McLean Stadium. We come back to a 2nd and 7 for Jake Retzlaff on the Cougs. Nawahine off the right hip of Jake. In motion to empty. Jake guns it complete for a first down to the 41, 42-yard line. Darius Lassiter. A quick little sit down on the left side. Makes the reception and moves the sticks for BYU. So Baylor has used one of its, neither team's used the timeout. 1:53, the clock is rolling. So BYU looking to finish the half with the football and ideally with a score. Nawahine will check out. They'll go to empty again. Trips to the right. Two wides left. A wide including Keanu Hill, the tight end left side. So Jake is in an empty backfield. 1st and 10 from the BYU 42. Jake will quickly fire on the slant to Chase. Makes the catch midfield. Ooh, takes a hard hit.
Stiff.
Just shy the line to gain. Did they give it to him? They're going to move the sticks. 10-yard gain to Roberts. So BYU now into Baylor territory. The spot is the 47-yard line. Connor Pay did not play a lot today. The starting center out, carted off the field. Sonny Moccasini has been the snapper for BYU since.
And that pocket has been wide open for Jake Retzlaff.
Jake in the gun now. Hunga off his left hip. The hand clap, the knee-high snap. A deep drop for Jake. Shuffling to his right. Pulls it down, has some room to move. Jake Retzlaff has moved the sticks with a run inside the 35-yard line. A gain of 13 for Jake Retzlaff. 34-yard line and move the chains. 1:02, the clock stops to move the sticks. BYU all 3 timeouts left. Now it's running under a minute. The Cougs can stop it 3 times, and they're still lining up here. 55 seconds to play till halftime. Now some urgency. Trips, short side, left side. Hand clap, Jake. Thigh high, snap. Oh, it's incomplete and nearly near a Baylor defender. Hey. Threw far, too far in front of the receiver, Roberts. And now there's some scuffling on the far sideline. Staffer's off the BYU sideline to break it up. It goes incomplete to second and 10. Jake just got a little too ahead of himself there and ahead of the intended receiver. And there was traffic in the vicinity of that football to the short side, left side. You're looking for Chase Roberts. Kyler Jordan was in coverage, and now it goes to second and 10. The clock stops on the passing completion.
That's the first time we've seen him put it in any harm's way, any danger in the last two games.
Trips right side. The back is Nawahine. Retzloff gun. They're going to bring Lassiter into the backfield, create shotgun split backs, and Darius back the other way. The pump to Darius, and now the throw to Darius. Has one man to make miss and cannot do it. He's tackled for a loss on the play on the second and 10. It'll go to third down and 13. Timeout, BYU. Now you want to make sure you don't take yourself out of field goal position. That was a negative play. Well, it wasn't there the way A-Rod wanted it, and it blew up.
Things that can take you out.
30 seconds. Clock operator, please reset the game clock to 40 seconds.
It's going to be a penalty or it's going to be a sack. So two things. Just be clean, no penalties, no pre-snap penalties. And then make sure that you're getting that ball out of your hands, because Will Farron can still make it from right here, and you want to get at least three. The time, really, you know, two timeouts left. I'm really not worried about the time on the clock. But right now, just don't take the sack and understand that you're going to get some real aggression right now from Dave Aranda. He's going to bring some heat on third and long.
Well, you say Will can make it from here. He's never made it from here. This would be a 54-yarder. He could do it, but he's never done it.
Oh, yeah.
His career long is 50. He's
got
the leg. He's got the leg, right? But he's never done it from this distance. So you're looking for some kind of gain here on a third down and 13. And that was a last resort pass for Jake Retzloff. And Lassiter could not make the tackler miss and lost yardage. So from the 37 of Baylor, it'll be a 54-yarder if you get nothing. 40 seconds to go till halftime. 28-14, the BYU lead. Retzloff shotgun with Nawahine off his right hip. Trips left. Single wide right. Motion man Roberts. Draw for Retzloff. Nothing. Got a yard.
Well, now we're going to see if he can make it from here.
Timeout, Dave Aranda and Baylor. 32 seconds. So now you're forced to make a 53-yarder to avoid coming out of this drive with nothing.
Timeout, Baylor. 30 seconds.
So no wind, really. I mean, it's...
Clock operator, please put 35 seconds.
It's pretty... Will Farron is practicing for a career-long field goal. This would be 53.
Pretty calm.
And it's a massive kick because it restores a three-score lead, and with Baylor starting the second half with the football, you make it just that much tougher in terms of counting possessions and counting points. But BYU was clipping along here, but back-to-back not-so-great plays on... Second and third down for BYU, setting up a fourth down and 12 and a 53-yard attempt for Will Farron.
You're not in the mountain air, which hurts, and you do have a little bit wind of your at your back, and you know, you have the humidity, so it's different temperature, different climate, but he's got a very durable, very makeable foot from this distance, in my opinion.
Made from 50 against Southern Illinois. This from 54, right hash for the right-legged kicker. Vanderhaar awaits the snap, gets it down. Farron, plenty of leg, and through for three. That's the way you do it.
Oh, yeah. Never a doubt. I really trust Will Farron's leg. Have all season. I know he's got a miss or two, but he has shown me that he's got nerves of steel. He's got enough leg. And even in a different climate, different temperature, with a morning kick, Will Farron is still up. He's awake, he's alert, and ready to knock it through.
Where there's a will, there's 3 points. 31-14, hey. BYU with a 17-point lead now.
Hey,
30 seconds to play until halftime.
You're Farron saying that.
Thank you, Hans.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh. That's the way it's supposed to work, just like that. No practice whatsoever.
No. Nope, that's all just right off the cuff, people. We don't write those jokes down.
And we'd be kind of ashamed if we did.
And we don't charge extra for them. I don't send in an invoice. It's just something that comes free.
All right. Cougs make it a 17-point lead approaching halftime. That is the second longest field goal make in BYU football history, by the way.
Wow.
Kickoff by Farron, and it'll be a touchback. Owen Potchman, 56-yarder against New Mexico in the year 2000. And then you had a pair of 54-yarders from Jake Oldroyd in 2019 and 2020, and that was 54 from Will Farron, second longest field goal make, tied for second in BYU football history. Well done.
Yeah, good for him. And, you know, I love what I see from him, because there are going to come times in this season, in this Big 12 season, that you're going to have that foot and you're going to have that field goal. Now, you got to have it. Greg and I were talking about the importance of getting a score. Now,
just any kind of point.
Yeah, but don't let Baylor match right. It here. They got 30 seconds and two timeouts.
So Sawyer Robertson with Bryson Washington. The hand clap, the helmet high snap, and they will be throwing on first down and 10, or looking to throw. The dump off to Washington left side, steps out of bounds, shy of the line to gain, a gain of six. It'll be second down and 4. Clock stops at 24. So Baylor has this mix of aggressiveness, but has to be cautious with the ball on its side of the field, on its side of the 50, with a 31-14 deficit. 24 seconds till halftime. Robertson receives the snap at his chest and throws down the left sideline, complete to Hal Presley to the 45 of BYU. Now Baylor's thinking points.
What a beautiful grab by Hal Presley. This thing was going to drop to the ground.
Timeout Baylor.
And he just swipes his hands down and just scoops this thing. Beautiful catch before taking the shot. Finding a hole in the zone.
30 seconds.
BYU was looking to keep the Baylors off the board before the break, because Baylor starts the third quarter with the football, and that's a 24-yard completion to Presley down the left side on the streak.
Well, Sawyer Robertson is very good. You know, this guy was a high school phenom. While Gary Bohannon was winning the Big 12 championship here with Baylor, Sawyer Robertson was in high school racking up the yards. 4,509 yards with 58 touchdowns as a senior back in 2021 to go to the 5A regional semifinals. That's how good Sawyer Robertson is, and he's got some time under his belt. And he's also a transfer. He's seen some different programs. Did you tell me that he played for a BYU legend?
Mike Leach, Mississippi State, went to play for the Air Raid, transferred from Mississippi State to Baylor, and got a few starts in last year. Robertson now with a pass efficiency rating of 145.7 today. Jake's above 200 at 204.2. First down and 10, 18 seconds to go till halftime. The ball at the BYU 45. Robertson in shotgun. Steps up and now steps to the right. Now has to go upfield and throws, dumps it off. That could be intentional grounding. I don't think.
I think he was outside the pocket.
Was he? I thought he was inside the tackle box. And he dumped it where nobody was available. They're talking about it. They're thinking about it. I thought it was.
He's got his hand on his flag.
He was moving to the right. It felt like grounding to me. I guess he was out. They're going to let it go. So tip the hand off the flag and say no grounding on the play.
Well, a couple things. All you got to do is get outside of that tackle. So the offensive tackle.
Throwing on the field is an incomplete pass.
And just that.
And you've got to get it back to the line of scrimmage. And it looks like he did both those.
Second and 10, 11 seconds on the clock, 45-yard line of BYU. BYU shows four at the line defensively. BYU will bring all four. Stunt up front. Robertson throws in. Complete. It's complete inside the 35-yard line of the 34. Now they'll go for a long field goal for points to end the half.
So BYU is just playing
33-yard line. It'll be a 50-yarder.
They're playing a preventative zone.
Final charge timeout. Baylor, 30 seconds.
They're playing a preventative zone, and Baylor just sits down in that zone, and they're going to call their timeout and bring out their field goal team.
Yep.
Would this be the same? Is this a 54?
This would be 50.
Okay.
I think it'll be 50. So the kicker, Isaiah Hankins, career long is 51.
And he had a bad miss last week.
He did have a bad miss late in the game that could have snuffed it out against Colorado.
Would have sealed the deal.
Connor Hawkins and not Isaiah Hankins. So they have Hankins and Hawkins, and they're going to put Hawkins out there for the kick and not Hankins. This will be just outside the 40 for the spot, so we'll call it a 50-yarder officially for Connor Hawkins to make it a two-touchdown game at halftime. 31-14, ball left hash, a right-footed kicker. Hawkins puts a swing on it and is short. And that was the final play of the first half, so no points for the Bears to end the half. A field goal that comes up short moments after Will Farron was good with room to spare from 54 to give BYU a 17-point lead, and the half is over. So the BYU fans are heard from as the Cougs exit the field here at McLean Stadium. Hope you can hear those fans. A lot of BYU blue in the stands. We're going to head down to Mitchell Juergens here from Kalani Sitake in a few seconds. BYU 31, Baylor 14. First possession of half number two will go to the home team.
Well, if you would have told me that they were going to maintain a 17-point lead at the half, I would have taken it, Greg, and I would have taken it with a smile on my face.
All right. Kalani Sitake is walking toward Mitchell Juergens. Let's head down to Mitch. Mitch with the coach.
We got to get to eight. Kelly.
All right, go ahead, Mitch.
Coach, incredible start to this game. Your offense scores four straight times to open the game. They have a nice two-minute drill to put up three more. Talk about your offense's performance so far today.
Yeah, I mean, I like that last drive, too, getting the field goal there, making a three-score game. But, you know, we got to get some things figured out on defense right now. They had two long drives. It's punched it in. It's, like, uncharacteristic of our guys. All 11 guys got to trust it, you know. Like, everybody's got to do their part. And then that's what happens when things get carried away and they want to freelance a little bit. We can't do that. So we need to get back to the fundamentals, tackle better, make sure we're assignment sound, align correctly, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, you're up 17 going into the half. What's it going to take? What do you want to see from that defense specifically to make sure that they don't get back in this game?
We got to be aggressive. We came here to get better. So we're not playing better yet. I want to see us play better in the second half and make sure that we make that adjustment and we play our best game of the year right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. And the coach, 31-14. BYU leads Baylor at the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.